Jaya Shri Vaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 87, verses 42 to 46. So I'll read through verses 42 through 45 and we'll chant verse 46 together. Text 42. Shri Bhagavan Vacha iti tapamana putra ashutyatma nishasanam sanandanam atanarchu sita gyatvat manogatim. Translation. The Supreme Lord Shri Narayana Rishi said, having heard these instructions about the Supreme Self, personality of Godhead, the sons of Brahma now understood their final destination. They felt perfectly satisfied and honored Sanandana with their worship. Report. Shri Jiva Goswami explains, Atmanushasanam can be understood both as instructions given to benefit the Jiva souls and as instructions about the living entity's relationship with the foundation of all existence. Similarly, Atmanogati means both the destination of the Jiva soul and the means of reaching the Supreme Soul. By hearing the 28 prayers of the personified Vedas, which comprise the elucidation of the Brahma Upanishad spoken at the beginning of this chapter, the sages assembled in Brahma Loka made great progress toward their goal of pure love of Godhead. So just summarize, here we have Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan, which is the essence of the Upanishads, the essence of Bhagavatam, the essence of the Vedas, a relationship with Krishna, and also acting in that relationship and achieving the goal of pure love of God. So verse 43. Itya shesha samanam yatnaya purana upanishad rasa samujita purvajattar Ramayana Mahatmavi. Translation. Thus, the ancient saints who travel in the upper heavens distilled this nectarian and confidential essence of all the Vedas and Puranas. So the essence of the Vedas is prayers of personified Vedas, and the essence of the essence is Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Next 44. Tam chaita brahma daya da shahaya manushasanam taryansh charagram kamam kamamam bhajanam ninam. Translation. And as you wander the earth at will, my dear son of Brahma, you should faithfully meditate on these instructions concerning the science of the self, which burn up the material desires of all men. Translation, purport. Narada, the son of Brahma, heard this account from Shri Narayana Rishi. The epithet Brahma Dayada also means Narada attained Brahman effortlessly, just as if it were his inherited birthright. Should we all be so fortunate that we attain Krishna consciousness effortlessly. 45. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam sarishina distam grihitva shaya maram punma shitataro rajan aha viravato mani. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, when Shri Narayana Rishi ordered him in this way, the self-possessed sage Narada, whose vow is as heroic as a warrior's, accepted the command with firm faith. Now successful in all his purposes, he thought about what he had heard, O King, and replied to the Lord as follows. Now we'll do it. Shinara Uvacha. Namastasmai Bhagavate. Krishnaya Malakitaye. Yatate Sarvabhutanam. Abhaya Abhavayo Shati Kalaha. Chant. Jehovače, Astasmai Bhagavate, Krishnayavate, Tate Sarvutanam, Avaya Sri Hara, Shiravacha, Sasai Bhavate, Yotate Sarvutanam Ambahayo Shatikala. Ladies, Shihavacha Anastasmai Bhagavate Shalatane. Shinarda Uvacha. Shinarda said, Namaha, obeisances, Tasmai, to him, Bhagavate, Supreme Lord, Krishnaya, Krishna, Amala, spotless, Kirtaye, whose glories, Ya, who, Tate, manifest, Sarva, of all, Bhutanam, living beings, Abhavaya, for liberation, Rushatihi, all attractive, Kalaha, expansions. Translation. Shinarda said, I offer my obeisances to him of spotless fame, Supreme Lord Krishna, who manifests his all attractive personal expansions so that all living beings can achieve liberation. Purport. Sri Siddhaswami remarks that Narada's addressing Shinarayana Rishi as an incarnation of Lord Krishna is perfectly appropriate in accordance with the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. Etijam sakala punsa krishnaste bhagavan sayam. All of the above mentioned incarnations, including Narayana Rishi, are either plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Shri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. In his commentary on this verse, Shri Krishna Chakravarti has Lord Narayana Rishi asking, why do you offer obeisances to Krishna instead of me, your guru, who am standing here before you? Narada explains his action by saying that Lord Krishna assumes all objective incarnations like Shri Narayana Rishi to end the conditioned soul's material life. By offering obeisances to Lord Krishna, therefore, Narada honors Narayana Rishi and all other manifestations of Godhead as well. His prayer of Narada's is the essential nectar he has extracted from the personified Veda's prayers, which themselves were churned from the sweet ocean of all secrets of the Vedas and Puranas. As the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Purva 50, recommends, Tasmat Krishna eva paro devas tantyayat tam rasayat tam bhajat tam yayat iti om tat sat. Therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Godhead. One should meditate on him, relish the taste of reciprocating loving exchanges with him, worship him, and offer sacrifice to him. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yakripantamam mande shigurum tinatanam amagana timirandasa gananjala shakaya chakshumiritam yena tasmai shigurave namaha. So here in this verse it says, Krishna manifests his all objective personal expansion so all living beings can achieve liberation. How do we get liberation? By Krishna manifesting his expansions. How is it relevant? How are these incarnations relevant for us? How is it that we get liberated by Krishna expanding his incarnations? And so the answer is given in Bhagavatam that when Krishna has all his incarnations, he expands, it gives us something to talk about. So that will help us to be liberated. That there's a verse somewhere in Bhagavatam that says it gives us something to talk about instead of the daily news. We have the daily news. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to make a newspaper, a daily newspaper, or I think it was daily, or I can't remember. Yeah, was it daily? Daily. And some man asked him, how can you make a daily newspaper about, you know, the spiritual world? He says, I could make a newspaper every second about the spiritual world because so much is happening. You know, this world is so limited, but actually the spiritual world is unlimited. So there's unlimited news. And so we heard the essence, the 28 prayers were the essence of the Upanishads. And now this verse, they're saying, is the essence of all those prayers. So if you want the essence of the prayers of personified Vedas, then you can study carefully this verse. Of course, one word in the verse is the essence, and that's Krishna. Krishna is the essence of everything. What did Prabhupada say? Vrindavan plus Krishna is everything in existence. So Prabhupada, when he translated this, when he wrote his Krishna book, he added a few more things which I would like to share with you, and what he wrote in Krishna book, which gives us a little bit more light on what's going on here. And so Prabhupada said, the great sage Narada, after hearing from his spiritual master, became completely realized. He became established in the truth. He became so happy, he offered prayers to Narayana Rishi. So this prayer of Narada is expressing his great ecstasy, his great happiness. That Prabhupada is giving us, is telling us, there's emotions going on here between Narada Muni and his spiritual master, that he heard this knowledge, he became self-realized, and he's feeling very, very happy. And he's expressing his happiness in this one prayer here. And he offered prayers. Narada Muni addressed Narayana Rishi as an incarnation of Krishna, specifically addressed him as the supreme well-wisher of the conditioned souls. So again, how does it relate to us that we are born here as conditioned souls, and he is our well-wisher. Bhagavad Gita, it also says he's our well-wisher. Suhiram sarva-bhutanam, bhoktaram yagatapasam sarva-lokamaheshwaram. So if we know that Krishna is our well-wisher, then we'll be very happy, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he gives us a promise, I'll protect you. Don't you just surrender to me, and I will protect you. So if we know that somebody like Krishna is our friend, is our well-wisher, and he's got all the opulences, then we don't have to worry for anything in our life. And Prabhupada does mention that. In this way, if you know Krishna is our well-wisher, then you can become completely confident and satisfied, knowing you have someone who is able to give all protection. So are we all confident and satisfied that we have such a protector, a well-wisher? Or do we think, no, I have to do it myself? No, we do have, Krishna is there, and he is thinking of us. He's counting, as I said, every obeisance, everything, every step we take towards him. He is noticing that. And so we can be very grateful. Now, Prabhupada talks in Krishna book, he quotes a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekalisha Krishna Arsha Britya, Jari Jaichi Nachai Shitaichi Kore Nitya, that Krishna is the only God, everyone else is his servant. And as he makes us dance, that's how we dance. And Prabhupada in Krishna book in another place says that we are all dancing, but we're dancing according to the tune of the material world. And Krishna is also dancing, but he's dancing in a different way. And the purpose of our life is to join Krishna in his dance. Right in the beginning, in a lot of his lectures in 66, he would say, the goal is to join Krishna's Rasleela dance. That is our goal. Right in the beginning, he was giving us the highest. He was giving us Raganuga Bhakti. And how we did that, we went out on Harinam 10 hours a day. And we were dancing. I know before I was a devotee, I was a little bit concerned. I was hesitating to join because I thought, oh, I won't get to dance in the rain anymore. Well, I tell you, after I joined, I danced a lot more in the rain than I did before. In the snow, and I didn't think about the snow. The snow, the rain, the sun. We were dancing every day, nonstop. So, yes, we have to dance with Krishna. And this is the whole purpose of Bhagavatam. Krishna is calling us in Srimad Bhagavatam to come and join us. Join him in his pastimes, his all attractive pastimes in the spiritual world. And that's why he comes here. So Prabhupada says in Krishna book that this Veda Stuti is the original instruction regarding the relationship existing between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's again Sambandha. Then Prabhupada says the highest platform of realization for the living entity is the attainment of devotional life. So there we go again. That's Abhideya. Narayana Rishi informed Narada Muni, the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, Vedanta Sutta, is to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. So if you're engaged in devotional service, that's the essence of all the Vedas. You're doing it. You've got it. You've got the essence of all the Vedas. So what else did Krishna say? Prabhupada said, Raso Vaisaha, the Supreme Lord is the reservoir of pleasure, and we have to attain, he said, the purpose of the Vedas is to teach us how to attain the level of rasa, or enjoyment with Krishna, or exchange with Krishna. So throughout the Bhagavatam, we see Krishna. Krishna is there. Here we found him. Even sometimes we find Radharani in the we say Arada, Arada, how do you say that? Anayaradhito. Yeah, but I found it in 8th canto. I found a lot of places where it's secretly there, Radha and Krishna. So if we go throughout the Bhagavatam, we'll see how Krishna is there. In canto 1, he appears driving Arjuna's chariot. At the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, Bhagavatam picks up where Gita ends. Canto 2, we hear the pastimes of Krishna. Brahma's telling to Narada all the different incarnations, and we hear also the pastimes, Vrindavan pastimes, Dwarka pastimes. In Canto 3, at the beginning, Uddhava is telling Krishna's pastimes. You can't escape Krishna in Bhagavatam. He's throughout the Bhagavatam. Lord Shiva in Canto 4 is chanting prayers to Lord Krishna. Ajamila is chanting, of course, it's Narayan's name, but here, according to this purported verse, Narayan, Krishna includes Narayan, so that means it's Krishna that he's actually calling, because Narayan is simply a kala, he's an expansion of Krishna. Palavas, and there is one beautiful verse in seventh canto, where it says, Prahlad was remembering Govinda. The name Govinda is given. So it's not just he was worshipping the Shingadev. When he was a small child, he was worshipping Govinda. That is 7.4.38. He said, Govinda Parirambita. He was always absorbed in thoughts of Govinda. Being always embraced by the Lord, he didn't know how his bodily necessities, like sitting, walking, eating, and all these things were being taken care of automatically. And so he was just like a child in the lap of his mother. The child doesn't know. He doesn't think, oh, now I have to eat, now I have to dress myself. He's just completely dependent on the mother. So Prahlad was like that with Govinda. In Canto 9, we hear the Yadu dynasty, Krishna's dynasty. In Canto 10, the smiling face, all about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and Dwarka and Mathura. Canto 11 is Uddhava Gita, Krishna speaking to Uddhava. In Canto 12, Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Bhagavatam ends where Chaitanya Charitamrita begins. In many ways than one. So this verse, in this purport, they quoted the emperor verse, the essence of Bhagavatam, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada just explains, how is it that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he has all these expansions? What is their relationship? What is the relationship of the different expansions of Krishna with Krishna? Because there's a whole list given in first canto, chapter 3, all the different expansions, and then at the end, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So he said, just like in this room, we have some small light bulbs, but it doesn't mean that the electric powerhouse is limited by these small light bulbs. The same powerhouse can supply power to huge factories and huge dynamos. So the incarnations of the Lord are like these small light bulbs. They display limited powers, because that's how much you need at a particular time. We don't need the whole sun in this room to light up this room. We just need a few light bulbs. But when Krishna comes, then they all come. All the light bulbs are included. He includes everything. So it's a very interesting how all the incarnations are related to Krishna. If you heard about the Varaha Dev, now how is this hog incarnation related to Krishna? While he was holding up the earth and the sages are offering prayers, he changed to the color of Krishna just to show the sages, oh, here I am. He didn't hold the flute, but he changed. He's holding the earth, but he changed his color and the tamal color, sham color, and so then they could see. Yeah, and the purport, very interesting purport on this quoted verse from first canto, third chapter. Prabhupada tells exactly what was the purpose of some of the incarnations, and three, you will never guess. What Narada, Varaha, and Buddha have in common. They all did one thing. They created faith in the mass of people. This is Narada, Varaha, and Buddha. And we can understand Narada and Buddha, but Varaha? Varaha also created faith. I mean, well, if he could pick up the earth, then, you know, that's pretty good. That gives you a lot of faith. You know, well, you know, if it falls again, and it may certainly fall again, the way they're taking petrol out, that's what Prabhupada said. The petrol is helping to keep us the balance. And if you take it out of the earth and the gas out, then, you know, the fuel is gone. And the earth may fall. Now, Ram and Dhanvantari have something in common. Lord Ram and Dhanvantari, and they displayed his fame. Balaram, Mohini, and Vamana displayed his beauty. Dattatreya, Matsya, Kumaras, and Kapila exhibited transcendental knowledge. Naranarayana exhibited his renunciation. So all the different incarnations, they're directly or indirectly giving different features, but Krishna has all of these. And that's why we have to scrutinizingly study the first nine cantos. So we can understand how Krishna includes all these incarnations, whatever these incarnations showed, all these different ones, Krishna showed all of them. And he exceeded all of them. He exceeded all of them in beauty and in wealth and everything. Krishna was the best. Varaha lifted Bhumandala. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old and one little finger. So he exceeded all the different incarnations. So Krishna is calling us. He's coming here just to attract us. He's calling us in Bhagavad Gita. He's saying, think of me, Madmana, Bhavamad Bhakto, Majaji Mam Namaskuru. I give up everything and surrender to me. Now, as I mentioned last night, the Bhagavad Gita is like a seed. And Bhagavatam is like a plant the seed expands into Srimad Bhagavatam. So I can just give you one nice example about that. How Bhagavad Gita, these verses 65-66 at the end, they're telling, think of me, become my devotee, surrender. In the prayers of Shukadeva Goswami, I think it's 1:4:15. He said, yad kirtanam, yad smaranam, yad ikshanam, yad vandanam. So he says, this way, you do all these things. You chant. By chanting, you get purified. is telling, do all these things by even seeing me, ikshanam. And manmana, bhavanvabhakto. And then in verse 66, saradhaman, give up everything, surrender to me. There's an upgrade in Srimad Bhagavatam in the prayers of Shukadev. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, you surrender to me and I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. So that implies our past life, sinful reactions. But in Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, you surrender to Krishna and he will protect you from all your present and future attachments. So not only the past sins, but your present and future is also included in the protection. Even your future, we haven't even done it yet, and we're protected already if we surrender to Krishna. So that's quite nice, that even at the present we may make some mistakes, in the future we may also forget Krishna, but Krishna will help us if we surrender to him. And in that purport of Shukadev 2.4.16, Prabhupada gives an extremely beautiful personal translation of these last two verses of Bhagavad Gita. Instead of surrender to me, Prabhupada says, give yourself to me. It's more like a lover to a beloved, that we should give ourselves to Krishna. Krishna is calling us in Bhagavad Gita, surrender, come to me, surrender to me. If you do this, you will come to me. Please come to me by thinking of me, become my devotee. So Bhagavatam is teaching us the same thing. How do we remember Krishna? By chanting Hare Krishna. And Vedanta, the Vedas say, anavriti shabdat, by sound, liberation by sound. So we know the whole creation began by sound, and also everything can end by sound. There's four types of annihilation described in Canto 12. These are naimittika, which means the occasional annihilation. That means when Lord Brahma sleeps at night, and Lord Narayan lies on the bed of Nantishesh, and the whole universe goes while Brahma sleeps. Prakritika means everything is finished, even Brahma, even all the elements. That's the big annihilation at the end of the universe. So that's occasional, and the destruction of the universe, the whole universe. And then there's another one called Nitya. And this annihilation is, Nitya means it's happening all the time. It's happening right now to all of us. We're all being annihilated. Our body, there are cells dying. If you get old, you understand this concept very easily. There's constant deterioration. When you're younger, you don't see it. But when you're old, you look in the mirror and you can see every day graphically how annihilation is occurring in your body. So that's Nitya. Another example is given in the Uddhava Gita and in the 24 gurus. One of our gurus is the fire. So if you have a flame of a candle, then the flame is burning and it looks the same to you, but actually it's different molecules being burnt every second. So the flame is the same. So we look at the body. The body, it kind of looks the same. You're the same person, but actually it's always changing, but the soul remains the same. And the same example is given about the waves of a river. If you look at a river and you see the water flowing, you think, oh, this is the same water. This is the river. But actually it's different water every second is flowing in front of you. So our body is different. It's changing every second, every moment, less than a second. But the soul remains the same. So Nitya, this annihilation is going on all the time. And the fourth kind of annihilation is called Adyantika, or complete. What is that complete annihilation? That finish that is better than all other types of annihilation is when we go back to Godhead. Then it's finished. That's complete. No more birth, no more annihilation. Even when the universe is annihilated again, it will be created again, it will be annihilated. When Lord Brahma sleeps, again, it's annihilated, he wakes up again, he creates. And Nitya, it's always constantly going on in this world. But the final annihilation is when we go back to Godhead. And the essence of how we do that is by sound. So sound is very powerful. If we use the sound in a spiritual, in a positive way, we can attain self-realization. If we use it in a negative way, to criticize or to discuss materialistic things, then it will increase our stay here in this material world. So we have to be very careful how we use sound. So here the sound is being used to glorify the Lord. We can also do that. And if we are always hearing and chanting about Krishna, then Yamaraj will not touch us. There's a verse in the second canto, let's see. Oh yeah. Ayur Harati Vaipunsan Udyana Stanjihana Sau. This Artha Yakshana Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya, that both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except those who are hearing about Krishna. Now there's another verse in the first canto, 16th chapter. Ahoni loke pieta hari linamrita vacha. The sages have invited Yamaraj to Bhagavatam class. And they said, as long as he's here, we don't have to be afraid of dying. So, Yamaraj is here. He likes to hear katha. He comes to Bhagavatam class. When we were discussing this in our Bhakti Vaibhav course, Vrijan Prabhu made the comment, maybe one of you is Yamaraj. Oh, well, we do have a Yamaraj, don't we? We have two. Okay, so it's true. But they didn't come to class. online, okay. We have our Yamaraj online. This is the tech society, and Yamaraj doesn't have to come personally. He can be online to join our class. So it might take a while in case you die. Okay, so this is a beautiful verse. Aho ni loka pieta hari lamita. Oh, human society, just drink Krishna katha, drink Bhagavatam. And so when you say a devotee dies, no, he doesn't die. It's not the same. We change our body like we do from youth to old age. We change, have another change. But then we don't get a body that's always being annihilated. Prabhupada said, when you're 1 week old, you were dying. You have died 1 week. Now we're all dying. And that's what it means. This nitya annihilation means right at the moment we're all dying. We're experiencing one type of annihilation. We're not conscious of it. Now I made you conscious. But Bhagavatam says that. So we don't want to meet death. Most nobody wants to die, but they don't know how to get rid of it. So the remedy is to hear the pastimes of Krishna. And that's why he comes. He comes in all his expansions just to attract us. And so the essence also, again, the essence of instruction, Kirtaniya Sadahari, always chant the holy name, and Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, always serve Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we can be happy, like Narada Muni is happy. He got self-realized. We can be self-realized, and we can go back to Godhead. So I'll stop here. If there's any... Yes, Ishan.
Can you say anything about Bhagavatam is for the devotees, and we are learning to worship Radha Krishna? Why is it so much that Srimati Radharani is hidden?
Why is Srimati Radharani hidden in Srimad Bhagavatam? There are different answers to that question. One answer is that it's confidential. So that's one answer. And another answer is, we have heard from the commentators, that if Shukadeva would say the name of Radha, he would faint and he couldn't speak anymore Bhagavatam. So he was too attached to Radharani. And also it's confidential. It's not for everyone, yes. This Radharani is not for the common man to offend. The common man will read Srimad Bhagavatam with our book distribution going on. They will. They get it. They get Chaitanya Charitamrita, they get everything. This is the tech age. It's on Google, I'm sure. It's you know, Google knows everything. And you, yes.
Hare Krishna. First, I'd like to thank you very much for coming to Alachua, as you do regularly. We very much appreciate your classes and seminars. And I was particularly appreciating the way that you've taken this very technical information from the prayers by personified Vedas and made it very accessible and very understandable, and really presented the essence to us. So I was really appreciating that. I had two really quick, very technical questions just for myself. What was the source again of the four types of annihilation? Where was that in Bhagavad Gita?
Canto 12, chapter 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other question was, there were so many good points I was trying to capture some of them. You mentioned the alternative translation to the word surrender.
Oh, yeah.
And where did it come from again, and what was it?
That's in Canto 2, chapter 4, verse 16.
And the word was?
Give yourself to me.
Give yourself to me. And that was to?
Prabhupada, in the purport, is giving this alternative translation.
And what was the source again? Canto 2?
2:4:16, prayers of Shukadeva Goswami.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, there have some questions here. Some questions.
You were saying that we will all be going back to Godhead. I've had people ask me sometimes that if Lord Chaitanya is going to take everyone back to Godhead, is there a time when the material world will be empty?
Is there a time when the material world will finish? Unfortunately not. That is discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because who was it? Vasudeva Datta volunteered to take the sins of everyone so the whole universe would be liberated. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, we don't want you, why should you suffer needlessly? He said, even if the whole universe is liberated, there are more waiting to come here. Right now the prison is full and there's still people on the waiting list, endless, unlimited people waiting to come here to try to enjoy. So, yeah, no worries about that. Yes, here we have Prangovinda and then Janmashtami.
I was asking for a reference. You said yesterday that how collaborates end of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman verse, where you give up all rejected dharma, and Bhagavatam begin with serving dharma prajjita kaita
vatra.
It's very nice. I like that. I never heard that. Do you have something also, visual progression from Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he says, Shabdartat, Anabriti Shabdart, also Sankirtan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But is there any other reference, like gradual progression?
You want one from Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yeah, some gradual progression, that how it is higher than.
Well, basically the last verse is there.
Sarva papa
tasmat sankirtanam. The last verse of
Sarva papa panasanam.
Yeah.
By the sankirtan.
Yeah, sankirtan, the last verse of Bhagavatam is sankirtan. Therefore, sankirtan. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Okay.
That's what I see. And the reference for the one from Bhagavad Gita to Bhagavatam is Prabhupada has said it in his lectures.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't make it up. Prabhupada did mention that in his lecture. If you look up Dharma Prajjita Kaita Vatra, then you'll find it. He has given that connection.
I remember in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that how where Bhagavad Gita ends, Sanatana Goswami's question began. Therefore, Sanatana Shiksha or Chaitanya Charitamrita higher or began where Bhagavad Gita ends. I thought it was very nice, relevant the way Prabhupada put it. But thank you for that.
Yeah, okay. Jamashmi.
It's been a while since I was in Bhakti by Bhagavad. I'm just trying to remember, what's the difference between a plenary portion and a portion of a plenary portion?
Plenary portion and portion of plenary portion.
And some examples?
I can't remember, but you can find the answer in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. Chapter 5. It's very much. Anybody have some examples of Kala and Kala Kala? Pushkar? He has. Yeah, no, but an example.
Of one who's sub incarnate.
What is kala? What is portion? What's a portion? Who is a portion? About who? Who? Which incarnation?
The 16 days of the full moon, dark moon, full moon.
That's a complete, actually, full moon. Full moon means 16.
Yeah.
So when we see the division in Nectar of Devotion, the Prabhupada quotes 78%, 87%, 90%.
Oh, okay.
If you go back to that 64, 60, 55, 64. It's the same thing. Prabhupada just calculated.
But he wants to know an example.
The example, convinced me that Prabhupada put in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he says, kala means that lesser personality and internal potency manifestation, lesser. Mm-hmm. So it made sense, like, okay, lesser manifestation.
Yeah. But he wants to know, is it Matsya? Is it Dattatreya?
The whole chart is given.
Yeah. Who's a kala? Anyway, go read.
There is a 17 pages on the fifth chapter of Adi Lila.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, the Vasudev Sankarsan, that verse, 17
yeah,
pages.
There you
read
that
down.
And you'll find out all the information, who's what. Some are Lila incarnations. Huh? Some, yeah, lots.
But in a short, I can tell you this is a prakat, aprakat, and then prakat has a bhava prakash, and then prabhav prakash.
No, but he wants kala and kala.
Yeah, well, it's coming after that. That's beginning. Prabhupada gave you, I made a whole chart on that PowerPoint.
You can look at his chart. Or you can look it up on Google. Google knows everything. Okay, any other questions? Okay, Rati Manjari.
I was just talking about the relation of the incarnations to Krishna and the light bulb example that you gave. And I just was wondering the different times that the different avatars interact with each other. I think in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Gaura Lila there's more, but in the Bhagavatam, other than Krishna and Balaram, what examples are there?
Ram and Lakshman.
Right. Yeah.
And Ram and Lakshman. And yeah, that's it. Krishna and Balaram.
So there are not so many other
at
examples.
At the same time. No, they don't come at the same time.
So
they just come for, they don't need to. But when Krishna comes, then everybody comes.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to get in on the nectar.
Mm-hmm.
With Krishna, with Lord Chaitanya, with Ram, Sadbuj, Lord Chaitanya. Everybody wants to come. So we have the Sadbuj form. These are the three primary incarnations. Ram, Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya. And all the four come. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, all of them come. All the incarnations come with Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
So their exchanges are just with Krishna,
yeah,
the whole, and that's, there's some rasa.
There's rasa. I mean, Balaram, I mean, there's a whole study with Balaram. I mean, when he was with Lord Ram, he was suffering as the younger brother, so he came back as the older brother with Krishna because he had to do so many things he didn't want to do. Lord Ram was really, really heavy with him, and he had to take Sita to the forest and so many things. And then he came back as the elder brother, so Krishna had to listen to him. Of course, he didn't always listen, but he was respectful to his older brother, so he would listen. But he has three different moods. Balaram as servant, as friend, and as a parental. So as elder brother, he was in parental. As friend, he was playing in the forest. As servant, he would sometimes also massage Krishna's feet or do things like that too. So he had three different rasas. There is an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And Krishna's and Pradyumna and Aniruddha, they were the expansions.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were the originals of the Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The others were expansions.
Mm-hmm.
But the original Pradyumna and Aniruddha are with Krishna and Dwarka.
Mm-hmm.
And they came with Lord Ram also. The four all came. Shatrughna, Bharata, Shatrughna. They all came to be with Ram also. Bharata, Shatrughna, Lakshman. Lakshman is Balaram.
to exchange. They all came with Lord Chaitanya. Mm-hmm. You know, all the Vishnus, everybody, they all want to get in on the nectar and have exchange. They all exchange rasa, but everyone has the feeling, even Nityananda, even Advaita, that I am servant of Krishna. Yeah. And Balaram expands as the seat, as the pillow, as the madanga. So many ways to serve Krishna. There is rasa there between them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, okay, another one.
In the last chapter, last book, you call
freezing. So, Narad Muni paying obeisances to Lord Krishna,
yeah,
who assume all attractive forms, including Naranayan Rishi, for the condition to end the conditioned soul's material life.
Mm.
So, if Krishna appears in front of me and my Guru and Lord Buddha, so I should pay obeisances just for that, for my understanding. I should pay obeisances to Krishna first.
Why not?
Okay.
Either way, it's up to you.
But that's not what Bars is. I'm trying to understand the question raised there.
You, it's like this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when there were, Hanuman, he was seeing Ram. Maybe Krishna would come in front of Hanuman. Who is he going to see? Krishna or Ram? You're going to see Ram. So according to who we worship, that's who we will see coming in front of us. We say, oh, Varaha, well, this is my Krishna showing a wonderful form here. So according to who we worship, that's who we will see coming before us.
Okay, so I see. So very nice, very nice. So I have to develop that kind of vision.
Yeah, we will develop.
Everything related to Krishna, so paying obeisances even to Guru is ultimately leading to Krishna.
Right. He's in the heart. Yes. He's the external manifestation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pushkar. And then last question will be over there.
I was going to say, when Murari Gupta paid obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya didn't appreciate it. And he said, you did wrong, And he went home and had the dream realization that he had, he had this amazing dream about Balaram appearing. How was it? As a serpant, as Anantadev. And so then he realized that, so he came back and first paid obeisances to Lord Ananda. So it depends on what Krishna wants.
We have to please the Lord. That's also there. That's a very good concern. He may want us to pay obeisances first to his devotees. Go ahead.
I don't remember exactly because I read it over before. Krishna was visiting some Brahmin and he was, many sages came with him. Somebody might remember that person? Yeah, and then the devotee, he went straight to Krishna to pay obeisances. And Krishna said, no, you have to pay obeisances to all these sages first, and then to me. And then Srila Prabhupada called my Bhakta Puja Gurika, first you worship my devotee, and then you worship me.
Very good, yes.
So it's like a standard.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, did you worship, if a great personality comes and you worship in the deity, and you have to take care of that personality, that's one of the rules. You have to stop the worship and go and serve the advanced devotee.
This is the rules, so that when a guest comes, actually it says you should worship him as God.
Yeah.
The guest is God. Right. Okay. So that's good. That's a good. Yeah. We should see the incarnations as Krishna. But when we worship the devotees, that's the devotees. That's his tadiya, and that is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata does not mean Bhagavan. It means tadiya. It means what is in relation with Krishna. And he's even more happy if we worship what is related to Krishna than he himself. Okay. Yeah. That's a very good. Nice understanding. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.